Coaching as Benevolence, a podcast for people who are curious about using coaching for self-development. I'm Erin with Roots and Wings Grief and Loss Coaching.
And I'm LaShawn with Michelle Sage Place Positive Intelligence Coaching.
So we are in our third season. This is our first episode of the third season, and we are just getting into summer, although some of us do feel like summer starts in May when our kids are done with school and summer vacation starts, but technically summer starts in June. And we are going to be talking about what lessons we get from summer. And one of the things that I think about when I think about summer is rest, because, you know, you got that long summer vacation. If you're in North America, you get to go on family vacations. That's what comes up for me. One of the greatest lessons I think that I can think of that summer teaches me is just take a break, enjoy the sunshine, and, you know, go play. That's one of the other things that really comes up for me for summer, is reminding us that we do have time and we can take time to rest and relax and enjoy our lives. Erin, what comes up for you?
I like the rest and relaxation. And for me, in particular with that, it's the summer evenings. And I know I'm very lucky to live where I live, where there are hardly any bugs, any mosquitoes, in terms of being able to sit out on my patio and have dinner, those types of things. I feel so grateful for. But even later into the evening, there's something about sitting outside in calm summer evenings and getting to know one another a little bit more and getting to enhance your relationship with someone else more through conversation and just camaraderie. And there's something about doing that in an outdoor space in the evening that always speaks to me. And I know a lot of people like to do that in camping scenes. I'm not much of a camper. I'd rather just do that in my yard. But I do appreciate that we do have this extra time to do those things that for me personally bring me joy. And then summer is a time for travel and seeing family. And so I think one of the lessons of that is just appreciation. Recently, I've been dealing with my dad's cancer diagnosis, and then we had a shooting in our neighborhood. So there's a lot of kind of difficult things for me to navigate. But I think through that, the lessons have been one of really digging into relationships and having that gratitude practice that I know I can sometimes be critical of, but has been kind of helpful for me this summer. So it makes me wonder too, with the gratitude piece, do I just more naturally have that in the summer because of the different energy I bring in the summer? Or is there something else there maybe to further explore? So LaShawn, do you have a specific example of a lesson you learned in the past couple of weeks?
Well, I did have the opportunity to go on retreat. Yeah, we were supposed to go on retreat together, but that didn't work out. But it was a great time, again, to put the phone away, you know, those distractions that come with everyday life, because your phone is always with you. And one of the things that I did on retreat is I didn't have my phone, although occasionally I would have it to take pictures, but really connecting with other people. So one thing that I learned on retreat was that we had lots of downtime during that retreat. And getting to know other people that I normally would not interact with, because these people live in California and I just happened to meet them on this retreat. And just taking the time to listen, to enjoy good, nutritious, healthy food, to just connect on a deeper level where you are in agreement that we're all in this together, that we care about each other. So one thing that I learned on this retreat is how easy it is to get along with other people when you care about them. I know that sounds like kind of like duh, but really, I think we take that for granted. Often we think that our friends, our friend groups should be people that we share something in common. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that we can have people in our lives who have nothing in common with us. They might even have different opinions, different values, but we care about them. We care about their welfare. We care about what they have to say. We care about their perspective. We may not agree with their perspective, but there is value in learning how other people see the world. So what this retreat did for me is, of course, we shared in common the value of self-care, the value of professional development, self-development. Those were things that we had in common. But the things that came up in this retreat, in the work that we did, was that it's even deeper than that. It goes to what we value on a deeper level, a spiritual level. And that transcends cultural, racial, socioeconomic barriers. And that's what I learned. I learned through interacting with people who I probably wouldn't interact with if we lived in the same town, new things, new ways of looking at the world, and also that we are very similar, depending on the background or interests that you might have, but just the value of your connections with your family, what you have to learn from your ancestors. That came up a lot on the retreat, our connection with our ancestors and how important that is. One thing that came up for me that you talked about, Erin, was summer evenings, which is so beautiful because summer evenings are unlike any other evening, I think, in the year, because one, you have brighter evenings, right? Because the sun goes down around 8 here in Colorado. That's so special, I think, because kids get to play outside longer. We get to spend more time outside without the oppression of the heat, because when in Colorado, this isn't everywhere, but in Colorado, when the sun goes down, the heat decreases significantly and it's comfortable. And if you have, some tiki torches with, Centronella or something, or you've got, the mosquito repellent, it's not so bad, but it's a wonderful time to get to know the people you love the most and to appreciate each other. So that is one lesson that I learned specifically this summer over the retreat, is just how important it is to connect and to care about people no matter their background. How about you, Erin? Any specific lessons that you learned? I know you had a difficult time in the past couple of weeks, so.
Yes, you spoke so eloquently about the connection with others who have different opinions and beliefs, but we're all linked, spiritually, and we're all linked through our humanity. And that really speaks to me because, growing up in a very large family, right? I've learned to navigate very different viewpoints, but also at the end of the day, it's about care. And you brought that word up as well, but care that we provide to one another, even if we have different opinions. And I think it can be so easy during the typical, months outside of summer to get a little bit more siloed and not interact as much potentially with people who are different. Whereas from the summer, within the summer, there is an opportunity to travel to different locations sometimes, or to really reunite with family members, discover new things about family members that you didn't know. And then your piece about the ancestral piece, connecting to the ancestors, I think there is something there, very much so in the summer. And I think for me, it's because I grew up on a family farm, and wheat harvest was always in the summer, and it's generate a generational farm, so I would often see my grandfather and the generations before him that really laid the foundations of the work of their farms. So I think that connection is always present for me when I go back and visit family in the summer. But for me also, the lesson there be is having that care and caring for others who have different values and beliefs and opinions. And I like that you brought that up because this came up today actually in a conversation with another person, and almost very similar in terms of her family dynamics, and just How do we reconcile relationships with, various viewpoints? And she talked about what you talked about, and that going into the spiritual place, that's our connectivity between all of us, right? And if we can lean into that, I think a lot of fruitful and healthy things happen between people. And right, that is probably foundational, just like our ancestors and the generations before us, more so than our mind. And we often like to think that our mind knows so much. And I remember that quote that somebody said. I'm not quite remembering who stated this quote, but the quote is, "I used to think I was the smartest person in the room until I realized my brain was telling me that." It's just like, hello, right? We are so much more than our thoughts. And I think that lesson is so much more obvious in the summertime, when maybe we get a little bit more freedom in our schedules. And going back to what you originally said around rest and play, we add that in, and that allows us to tap into our being and who we really are. And that in turn allows us to care for others. And it allows us to have the harder conversations that are definitely not easy, but hopefully bring a little bit more peace into the room. A lot that you said really resonated with me. I just found it also really fascinating that this conversation came up today in a different way. So something's there, I think, that something is there that I need to be hearing right now and listening to. So while, yes, there were some kind of challenging moments of June, there's also a lot of hope in moving into July. And maybe that's a good question, just thinking about, the lessons of summer. LaShawn, looking on like past years, what has July meant to you? What has gone well for you in July?
July. Well, of course, it's always the 4th of July for me. In the way, in the past when I was a child, 4th of July was such a celebratory time when you had fireworks, we had sparklers, and I would go outside in my neighborhood and there would be people running around having barbecues in the back of their home. There was a sense of community around 4th of July. People seemed to be more open and friendly during the 4th of July. And we would do picnics a lot in the 4th of July. We would do barbecues. We would go to the local parks and things. During the month of July, same thing. Swimming was a big part of July for me. It's kind of the height of summer. I see it as because it's still summer, still got lots of weeks ahead of you, not so many behind you, but a lot of weeks, ahead of you. And it's you're having fun. You have time to spend with your friends. When I was a teenager, July was a time when I would go out to bookstores with my friends who could drive. And we would like go to the parks and we would hang out and eat lots of different cold foods like ice cream. Or I didn't really eat ice cream when I was a teen because I was lactose intolerant. It wasn't until I had my kids that that shifted in me. Ice cream was painful for me. So I would have like Italian ice or something like that. We would go to these cafes and I would have Italian ice. So I just remember those times being free and playing with my friends at different times of my life. And I had a very vivid imagination and I didn't have a large friend group. So I spent a lot of time by myself outside and I would walk around. I was in an area of Boulder called Gun Barrel, and I would say it's a green belt. There's a lot of farmland and people with horses. And so I would go on these walks, and there was a house, probably about maybe 10-minute walk from my place. They had horses, and I used to just go to the horses and I would pet them. They would come up to me. Of course, they had the fence around, but I would come up to the fence and they'd come to me and I would pet them. And I just remember having so much fun exploring by myself. And also, I did different summer activities where nature walks and writing. I did a creative writing course. So for me, July is a time of discovery, fun, freedom, community. It's a really great time of year where you don't have a lot to do. I mean, as in you don't have a lot of deadlines. It's not like all this stuff you have to do. It's what you want to do. And that's even true for me now with my kids. So yeah, that's what July is for me. How about you, Erin? What's July like for you?
So July is different than when I was a kid. You know, growing up in a very rural area, you know, celebrating the 4th of July would be just amazing with the uncles with the big fireworks. And then we had already cleaned out like the horse tanks, cleaned them thoroughly to swim in and things like that. And then playing in the shelter belt. Like I would never let my kids play in that shelter belt today. They'd have way too many ticks, that sort of thing. But it was fun as a kid and you know growing up in the summer in July. For me, it definitely was a sense of slowing down, which I think is so much different for a lot of kids today because a lot of the sports seasons run year round. They have tons of practices, they have club, they have constant, like it's just nonstop. And then all the different types of camps and all the different types of activities. I don't know. There's with that brings a lot of opportunities, right? And a lot of good, but it also can lend itself to overscheduling and not having the time and space for the kids to just explore like you did, discover and go out by yourself and learn about yourself in a way that's unstructured. And so I struggle with that as a parent. So when I think of like the lesson for July, that's one of my goals is to really tap into that balance where I can provide my kids that opportunity to not do so much and to be by themselves. So, yeah, and I have one entering my office right now. Oh
Hey.
my gosh, that's such so funny that I'm talking about kids because what did she ask? Can I watch your phone? Not can I go play? Oh boy.
Yeah, my
So
daughter
I guess
too.
that's another lesson. I, as a parent, need to keep the tech in check and the activities a little bit at a low and encourage that exploration for her. And then for me, professionally, it's a little bit different because I took so much time in the new year with my, you know, wrist break and the car accident that it doesn't feel like a normal July necessarily. It almost feels like it's springtime in a way for me. So I think that lesson of just being where you are and being okay with that. And as my sisters always complain about how overplanned I am, like, you know, not have as much of a plan, I think is also a big lesson there too. So just more kind of taking it easy and going with the flow. And a lot of things we already kind of talked about and you brought up so well too, LaShawn. The other thing finally for this month, it always reminds me of music. And not like, you know, classical piano music that I'd play growing up, but just like those old 70s songs, like In the Summertime, that song. And like, I don't know, there's so many, but just those playing on loop on our cassette tapes, like that brought me so much joy as a kid. And so music is so much a part of this month of July. Yes. So I think that those are the lessons there.
I love that you brought up music because, and that when you said summertime, I was at the Juneteenth celebration in Longmont last Saturday, and the Grammy Award-winning R&B, but she sees herself as a jazz singer. She says she's a jazz head, a Chrisette Michelle. She has this amazing voice, and she sang this rendition. She said it's three parts summertime. But anyway, she sang it in these different styles. She sang it in a jazzy way, R&B, and then like she got into this whole opera thing. It was so cool. And it was such an amazing experience. You bringing up music, I don't even know why I didn't think about that before, because every party, every picnic, every family gathering had music. They had that boom box. It was playing Motown. You know, those songs that just, they're all about movement. They're all about getting into the groove. They're about celebration. They're about appreciation. This lust for life that I think comes out in summer. And it's a characteristic, I think, of summer. It's not just this kind of light, airy feeling. It's a very sultry, steamy feeling, that summer brings. And I think that has to do with the heat. It has to do with, you're wearing less clothes,
Yes.
and you're moving more, and you have more time, more daylight hours. When you clock out at 5 or you clock out at, 6, you still have hours of daylight. It's not you driving in the dark getting home. You can go outside and have a nice barbecue and sit outside and eat. You can do things with your friends and family that you would not normally do, like in the winter or in times when it just seems like things are a little bit more structured and they're more like on a time crunch for some reason. Summer just seems like a really lazy time. And I think that's something we really need. But yeah, it's a wonderful time of year when you're moving more and enjoying life more. So I think music is such an important part of that. And I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it really is. And it's just, I've noticed myself playing the piano more lately. So I don't know if that's a piece of it, if it's related to summer or maybe because I have more time in that way. I'm guessing it is. But yeah, because it's always been played at the swimming pools. Like they always had like the top hits right going, at least where I grew up, at all the like local small swimming pools. And then recently I went with my nieces and nephews and my kids to a new pool out in the area where I grew up. And there was a local radio station out there celebrating the opening of this new pool and like throwing these rubber duckies out, and then they could exchange them for snacks and drinks at the concession stand. And it was just like this party kind of vibe that you get. And I think instead of me being the kid in that situation, right, being the observer of these kids having a lot of joy being brought to them, brought me just as much joy, if not more, in a way, right? Because you just watch and feel what's going on, and then all of that is connected to music. Music kind of being the through line, and that experience with the radio station and the connection to the swimming pool consistently. So yeah, and then also here in Colorado, we get such good, outdoor concerts weekly here in Longmont and other places. And so that's also been something I've really appreciated, and that level of enthusiasm for local music and local musicians. And I think summer provides the venues for them to be able to share their voice and their talents. And so I guess one lesson I'm learning as I'm talking about this, it would be really cool to have more of that happening throughout the year. More opportunities for these local musicians to draw a crowd in that way. I also think after this, I might hop on the Longmont calendar and see what's up this for the rest of the week and see if there's somewhere to go to. So, and that's also the promise of summer. Like you just kind of go with it and look online and see what's happening and find yourself in a new spot and you learn more about yourself and others. And when you do that, I think you just grow more compassion.
As you were talking, I was thinking about that myself. Like, how can we bring in whatever we value about summer, the play, the relaxation, the time off, unstructured time? How can we bring that into our lives throughout the year? Bring that summertime into our experience, even if it's, 30 below out or, the kids are going trick-or-treating. We can still have that, that sense of appreciation, that sense of community, that sense of connection with our past, connection with our ancestors. That's one of the things that came to mind is how can we bring that into our lives and weave that into our everyday experience, no matter what time of year it is. So I think that kind of brings up our coaching nugget. So, do you want to do the coaching nugget or?
Sure.
Okay.
So one coaching nugget of wisdom that I just thought about because my daughter wanted a popsicle is something I didn't even think to bring up earlier, and that is enjoying the foods of summer, the fresh foods that are in season, and whether that's, picking them from a local community garden or getting them at the grocery store, finding fresh ways to enjoy food, with family and community.
Love that. And mine would be along the lines of kind of that question that I asked. What are the things that we value about summer that we can weave into our everyday experience so that we have that richness of summer throughout the year, not just those summer months? Thanks for joining us for Coaching as Benevolence. I'm LaShawn with Meychelle Sage Place, Positive Intelligence Coaching.
And I'm Erin with Roots and Wings, Grief and Loss Coaching.
Have a benevolent day.